episode 490, Your Love is So Uplifting.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? How's your week been going? Has it been kind of more like you're a tumbleweed and you're being tossed and thrown from one side to the other? Or have you been just a lightning bolt, so ignited that you are on fire and you just keep going and going and going? Or maybe it's a conglomeration of it all. I pray that your week has been absolutely a blessing to you, regardless if you're the tumbleweed or the lightning bolt or everything in between, because life is a roller coaster. But one thing you need to know today, your love is so uplifting. What you have to give is magic. You might be trying to do everything right, being everything to everybody, but what matters is your love is so uplifting. It's magical. It transcends any other of the craziness that happens during your day. Those phone calls that you don't want. Maybe you got the bill person that called you and said, did you know you're past due on this? You're like, oh my gosh, I forgot that. Now what else did I forget? Your love is so uplifting. You giving your heart is a blessing to so many. Winnie the Pooh says this, I know, Winnie the Pooh, yes, it's a Winnie the Pooh quote, but it's cute. Any day spent with you is my favorite day. So today is my new favorite day. Sounds like Pooh Bear, doesn't it? And today is my new favorite day because I'm spending it with you. Your love is so uplifting. When people see you, they smile. When your children come around you, they can't help but want to gravitate towards you. Even though there's some days that you just want to push them away and say, oh my gosh, I just need some breathing room. Moms, that's normal. That's okay. I do that sometimes with my kitty cat. Now my kids are older, so they're a little bit busier in a different sense. So when they are home, I'm like, come here, give mom a hug. You know, when they're little, they're always with you. And you're like, I need a break. I need a break. But that's what's so awesome about who you are. Your love is so uplifting. Your presence, you being you with the mishaps, the messes, and your mojo that only you have to give. We sell ourselves short so many times because we're trying to do everything for everybody, trying to be everything for everybody. And quite frankly, we can't get there. You can put on your superhero cape and you can be all in, but it takes one step at a time in order to lead you to miles of greatness. One step, one hug, one kiss, one smile. Your love is so uplifting. So when you're beginning to kind of feel a little like, wah, wah, and you don't really know what to do, and maybe you're feeling invisible, maybe you're feeling a little torn, a little strained, maybe totally just flat out worn out, and you're like, I've been hit by a truck. Why am I still sitting here? I need to be in bed. Go back and reflect on the magic that only you carry, your love. Your love is so uplifting. God commands us to what? Love your neighbor as yourself, your presence. So when you're sitting here in your chair or maybe laying in bed and you're like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that day. I'm so glad it's over. I'm glad it's over. You need to look and reflect and say, you know what? Wait, what did I have to give today? Or if you're in the moment, you can say, what do I have to give right now? Your answer is, my love is so uplifting. My love. You don't have to give money. You don't have to say yes to everything. You can say no, by the way. You don't have to, you know, do everything because that's what you think somebody else wants you to do. You can be you, the mishaps, the messes, and your awesome mojo. Your love is so uplifting. I know life can be very strenuous sometimes. It can make you feel like you like have no blood left in your body. Do you ever feel that drained? Where it's like, even if you drink your best caffeinated beverage that you think really gives you a kick, and you have no kick left to give. You're like, what is wrong with me? Or those days with that you're like, I wish it was a cloudy day. I wish it was a weekend or a holiday because I really don't want to go anywhere. I want it to be pajama day all day. I want the kids and I just to sit here. We can have cereal if we want to have cereal. We can just grab some cookies and milk and call it a day. Now, no, that's not healthy and we know that. But we have those moments in our lives. And you got to own them. But in order to own them, you need to know how special you are and who you are and the magic that you carry, the blessing that you have that no one else can give to your family and to your friends. It's you. It's your presence, being who you are. Your love is so uplifting. Robin Sharma says this, to uplift others when you least feel like it is to join the ranks of the heroic. So when you feel like you're drained from head to toe, you feel like you don't have another ounce of energy left, take a moment and take a big, huge, deep breath. There you go. And that felt good. Do it again. It's so relaxing. And say this to yourself. My love is so uplifting. My love is a blessing. My love I give today. My love is so uplifting. You have something that no one else has in this entire world. Moms have magic, special magic, and it's their love. It's your love, Mama. You are a woman of impact, created on purpose for a purpose. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. That is what you're doing in your life. Change is a constant. It's something that you embrace. Embrace your magic today. Oh yeah, I just gave you the baton. Your love is so uplifting. And guess what? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.